Join the Ask the Plant 100 Tree School Challenge, open for all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win best food solutions, football and netball jerseys, plus more. Simply plant 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture to Plant a Million Trees at Ask.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of a sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2026. You can apply. Your story matters.
Good afternoon. The headlines. Minister of Education and bank officials arrested over 100,000 kwacha school feeding program fraud in Mokoshi. RIA sent to launch solar for schools program. And in global news, Kenya evacuates tourists as death toll from flooding rises. With the 13 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Murando. The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested Ministry of Education officials and bank staff in connection with a probe involving over 100,000 kwacha linked to the school feeding program in Mokoshi District. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chiluke Chisanga, identified the suspects as Patrick Nkua and Naremba Okelo from the Mokoshi District Education Board Secretary's office, along with bank employees Joseph Mwate and Dennis Charles Bain. Ms. Chilupia says the two Minister of Education officials have been charged with abuse of authority of office, contrary to Section 21 of the Ms. Chilupia says the two Minister of Education officials have been charged with abuse of authority of office, contrary to Section 21 of the Anti-Corruption Act, while Ms. Nkua faces additional counts of corrupt practices, and Okelo faces a further corrupt practices count under Section 19. She says the bank employees are also charged with corrupt practices with a public officer under Section 19, subsection 2, arising from the transactions between November and December 2025, which were inducements to facilitate the award of a government contract to Ichikwanka Multipurpose Corporative, despite the corporative not meeting required supplier standards. Ms. Chilupia says investigations show the contract covered more than 350 by 50 kilogram bags of beans, valued at 1,073,000 kwacha, with cash payments totaling tens of thousands of kwacha allegedly made to DEBS officials as part of the scheme. She says all four suspects have been released on police bond and are due to appear in court as the ACC continues its probe into alleged misuse of funds under the school feeding program administered by the Ministry of Education. The Rural Electrification Authority, RIA, has revealed that it is preparing to launch the Solar for Schools program, an initiative aimed at connecting several schools to solar power systems. The authority says the program is intended to improve the quality of education for learners across the country by increasing access to electricity. RIA Chief Executive Officer Alex Mumba has told Phoenix News that the authority is currently implementing a number of public infrastructure projects designed to expand electricity access, especially in rural areas. Mr. Mumba added that the authority remains committed to enhancing the learning environment for pupils nationwide by ensuring more schools have reliable electricity.
Obviously, along the way in the year, you will see that we will begin to commission other programs like Solar for Schools. We intend to connect a number of schools, and very soon we'll be able to call you to participate in the launch, which will also be done this year as part of the public infrastructure program.
President Hakainde Hichilema has conveyed condolences to the government and people of the Republic of Kenya following the devastating floods that have struck the Nairobi Central Business District, resulting in the loss of lives and destruction of property. The message of condolence was delivered on the president's behalf by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Mulambo Hainde, to Kenya's Prime Cabinet Secretary and Cabinet Secretary for Foreign and Diaspora Affairs, Musalia Mudavadi, on the sidelines of the Commonwealth Foreign Affairs Ministers' meeting in the United Kingdom. Mr. Hainde expressed profound sadness at the tragic loss of lives and the immense suffering caused by the severe flooding that has affected parts of Nairobi following heavy rainfall. He also reaffirmed that the government of Zambia stands in solidarity with the government and people of Kenya during this difficult time, and expressed confidence in the resilience of the Kenyan people as they respond to the disaster. This is contained in a statement issued by Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation Principal Public Relations Officer Eva Chanda. Chief Chiwala of Masaiti District on the Copperbelt has attributed the increasing levels of deforestation in his chiefdom to the growing demand for charcoal and firewood from urban areas. The traditional leader says people from towns are allegedly conniving with some local residents to illegally cut down trees to supply charcoal and wood to urban markets. Chief Chiwala has bemoaned the vice, noting that the situation is becoming increasingly difficult to control because his chiefdom is vast and requires stronger government intervention to curb the illegal activities. The traditional leader has told Phoenix News that despite efforts by traditional authorities to stop the practice, the continued demand for charcoal from towns is encouraging more people to engage in deforestation. He has appealed to government and relevant stakeholders to step in and help protect forests in the area before the environmental damage becomes irreversible.
We have propagated a lot of issues to the people in order for them at least to stop. But the people that are in town, those that are coming, we actually, the misdirection is from my own in Bunai, my own villages in Adiyemi, and make this situation worse. Because it is now selling off particular areas for people to cut down trees.
Local government and rural development minister Gitsia Luwalo has warned local authorities that delaying meetings to lower council rates will face disciplinary action. This follows President Hagainde Hichilema's directive during a national meeting of councillors in Lusaka last Monday, where local government leaders were directed to review and reduce excessive rate hikes imposed after the 2018 amendments to the Rating Act. Commenting on the directive, Mr. Sialuvalo says councils must act quickly to align rates with affordability and public interest, stating that it is time for citizens and businesses to benefit from recent economic improvements. Mr. Sialuvalo says his ministry is reviewing the law and assessing legal avenues available to check councils that have not convened or have applied rapid huge increases, and that the review will consider whether existing provisions permit ministerial intervention or require further legislative action to protect ratepayers from sudden, unaffordable levies. He tells Phoenix News that the ministry will monitor progress and warned that failure to act could prompt administrative or legal measures to enforce reductions.
My call is to all the council mayors to immediately convene a meeting of reducing all the rates to be afforded. If they take long, we are looking at the law, we shall have no option other than to use that particular piece of legislation. If the president gives the direction, it shouldn't be how long, it should be how long can we do it. People have persevered from the time we took off, looking at the, how the economy was now being worked on nicely. So this is an immense or abrupt increase in any rate, be at a local authority or any other organization, that is trying to defeat the agenda of the new government.
This is the 13 Hours Main News Bulletin on Phoenix. We now take a break.
You're listening to Phoenix FM. What you do?
In global news, tourists and staff have been airlifted from a national reserve in Kenya following severe flooding in the East African country. Most tourists in the Masai Mara National Reserve in southwestern Kenya were evacuated before the downpour, authorities say. At least 42 people have died, local media reported today, saying most of the deaths occurred in the capital, Nairobi. The BBC now reports on other global stories.